Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite. Introducing WonderSuite from bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The following is a Breaks Media podcast.
You are now listening to the best podcast in the world, The Awakened Soul, hosted by my daddy.
My sunshine in the rain, my Tylenol when I'm in pain, yeah. Let me tell you what she means to me. Like a tall glass of lemonade, when it's burning hot on summer days, she's exactly what I need. She's soothing like the ocean rushing on the sand. She takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful, sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what I need.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 72 of The Awakened Soul. It's your boy CEO Hayes, starting this podcast off with one of my favorite songs, that's Lemonade from Jeremy Passion. I put a lot of people on that song. I think this was around like episode 40 or 30 or so, somewhere between there. I remember getting all the messages and tweets like, what was that song that you played? Jeremy Passion. I don't know why he never made it like more mainstream. The dude has a dope voice. He makes dope music. But yeah, that's enough. You know, that's some stuff for the End of Mine of Hay segment. Like I said, welcome to episode 72 of The Awakened Soul. This one is called The Purpose. And the reason why it's called that will make a lot more sense here shortly as the podcast goes forward. But if you look at it over the last few episodes, so we started with Back to Basics. And Back to Basics was a statement of me getting back to what The Awakened Soul was supposed to be for. Then we had our last episode, it was the episode after that, titled Get the Fluff Out. And that's where we took a lot of that extra fluff out of there, talked about maybe bringing back the Stupid Idiot of the Week, but mainly we wanted to get the extraness out. We wanted to get anything that wasn't serving the overall mission statement out of here. And what we're going to be doing with this episode in the last segment is we're going to be talking about purpose. And after this episode, so this 1, 2, and 3, it's kind of all a series, and I love how it all flowed together. After this week, it'll be clear. And for any new listeners, anyone who's popped on, anyone who's wondering about the new direction of the show, it's going to be clear where this show is going and what the focus is going to be and what the purpose of it is. And so I look forward to just bringing you this. It's going to be a really introspective episode. You're going to hear a lot about me, about Hayes, about Cordero, the person that you guys may have not heard lately. Some of you who've been around since the beginning have definitely heard it. But yeah, it's going to be a really, really good episode. We got Scoop Grady, as always, back. We have Shanice back with their respective segments. You guys will hear me interwoving between there like always. But overall, we got the In Mind Hayes segment, which is coming up next. So we're going to get into our wonderful intro music. After that, we're going to go into my dark, twisted, and crazy-ass mind that you guys apparently really, really like, which I appreciate. So we'll see you guys on the other side. All right, so the first thing that I have to get off my mind in this week's Mind of Hay segment is the Breaks Media, which is like turning into a whole thing. And I had a business meeting Saturday, and I walked away from that meeting like in one of the best moods I've ever been in my life. And it really put me in like this reflective space, because I'm sitting here, I'm selling the network, I'm selling the podcast, and at the same time, who I'm meeting with is trying to sell me, like, what do you need from us? And I'm just like, nah, like, it, the thing is, and I put this out on social media, like, what can be accomplished in fellowship and brotherhood never ceases to amaze me. And what you're going to start seeing with the Awakened Soul, with the Breaks Media, is more strategy. And the thing is that while I love podcasting, I love supporting podcasters, I love working with other ones, like I love listening to podcasts, and our whole our whole community that we've built online, like interacting, listening to each other's episodes. But I sat down and I realized I want to do more with this. Like, this is not the last step in podcasting. Like, I feel like I've gotten to the place where everyone gets to in podcasting, and now it's like, now how do we evolve it? And I won't say that what we're doing is going to change the game, and that's not even to sound cocky, like, really, because it's not going to necessarily like uproot the whole podcasting industry, but I guarantee you things won't be the exact same if this all goes to plan. And I loved it. I love what we're doing. I love working with the people. I love the partnerships that we've put in place. You guys seen, if you follow me or listen to the Breaks live, because that's different. You guys got a snippet of Technical Foul, which is our new Breaks Media podcast, on the live version of the Breaks Radio. And you have to, you guys, as much as you're supporting it with downloads and everything, you guys have to start listening to it live when you can. Those of you who can, we're live 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern on WTMH Radio. You guys can listen, go to WTMH.com, and you can listen there at that time. What we do on the radio and how different it is from the podcast version. I mean, it's the same technical audio, but we add in little things there. It's a different experience. And, you know, again, we couldn't have gotten on the radio if it wasn't for the listeners and supporters. So definitely go out there, support, listen to it there, because what we do there and what we throw in extra. But nonetheless, I'm getting off on a tangent. So the newest Breaks Media podcast, that's Technical Foul, which is the most comprehensive sports podcast you will find, period. That's why I wanted to work with them, is that they cover NFL, NBA, MLB, MMA, everything. Like, they talk about wrestling, like they do everything. And more times than not with our sports podcast, the Black led sports podcast, it becomes just about NFL and NBA. Like, that's mainly what they cover. The fact that Technical Foul does what they do at a high level and does it every week, and reports and so much, I had to work with them. I had to. So I'm so glad that they joined. But, you know, that's enough. You guys will hear. We have a huge announcement coming next week. So you guys will hear that. But we're going to stay into the world of sports. And we're actually going to talk about something that happened last night. And that would be Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo getting into a fight in the Lakers and Rockets game last night. So this whole thing really spun out. Rondo and Chris Paul have had issues in the past. Of course, according to sources, there always has been some tension there. But they got into a scuffle, a back and forth, in which Chris Paul claims that Rondo spit on him. Now, there has not been any conclusive, at least that I've seen, video evidence that clearly shows it, that Rondo spit on him. But then Chris Paul put his finger in Rondo's face, and at that point, all hell broke loose. Brandon Ingram was completely with the shits, pushed James Harden, threw a punch into the crowd. And all that this really comes out of is that, you know, you never want to see, like, it's already bad enough. And this is where we get into the Awakened Soul side of things. So it's already bad enough that the NBA has had athletes that are probably some of the most outspoken of all the sports in social and political issues, especially LeBron James. You have him, his team involved now. While he did try to play peacemaker, LeBron James definitely isn't getting involved in any physical altercations as far as fighting. He's too smart for that, and he protects his image very well. But when you have the sport that's already predominantly black, and we have the president that we have seating in office that also has come at LeBron James in the past, we already know where this is going to go. Can you kind of put that together and understand where this is going, and what's probably going to happen and how this is going to be brought up again later? It's going to all be bullshit and propaganda. I mean, fights have happened in every sport before. When you have men out there competing, it's bound to happen. But it sucks that this was on primetime TV, the game of the night, the one people were looking forward to, and something like this happens. Suspensions are definitely coming down. As of this recording, there's been nothing official yet. The NBA is reviewing the tape to decide what they're going to do with suspension. So I'm sure they're trying to see if Rondo actually spit on Chris Paul, because if it's found that Rondo did actually not spit on Chris Paul, if they can't find any evidence of that in the video, I'm sure Chris Paul is going to get a heavier suspension, since at that point it would look like he was the first to make contact by putting his finger in Rajon Rondo's face. Rondo did throw the first punch, but it's all about contact in situations like this. So we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, like I said, it sucks that this had to happen. Good game. Really good game. I would say even after this, it was a really good game. The Rockets came out on top. The Rockets still suck, people. Not really. That's just a shot at Peabody and Jordan from Social Complex. You know, I gotta throw fun. It wouldn't be me if I didn't throw some shots at some people. But I wanted to talk about it because I definitely wanted to get my thoughts on it. But we're gonna go ahead and move on from this. Let me know what you think. If any one of my listeners were at the game, I would love to hear your opinion on it. But we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna move off. This In the Mind of Hayes segment, now that we're off of that, is actually gonna be a little different because we got questions sent in. I know I asked for reviews. We're trying to do the push to 100 five-star iTunes reviews. I believe we're sitting at 42 as of this recording, maybe 43. I should have checked that, but I didn't. So this is what you get, is the estimation. But we are going to get into the questions. So some of my lovely listeners have sent in some questions. And the first one, I'm not going to get into names. We're not going to do that. I'm just going to answer the questions. So the first question that comes through is, Hayes, how did you get into podcasting? Now, this is one that I have answered before. But again, I guess with new listeners coming on and everything, I have to be prepared to kind of re-answer some of these and reestablish them. And that's absolutely fine. Absolutely. So never be afraid to ask any question or fear. I'm never going to say, go back and listen to episodes such and such. That's just silly. But I got into podcasts. I got into doing The Awakened Soul specifically because I was doing a wrestling podcast for a while, for almost 2 years. And I wanted to do something different. I wanted to take what I've learned from doing that, and I wanted to apply it to something more meaningful, and that I got to flex a little bit more of my personality, a little bit more of me and my interests, and I got to really touch people. That's the point of The Awakened Soul, is to have conversations that aren't typically hadn't. That's not a fucking word, Hayes. That aren't usually had in our community, at least publicly. Now that's starting to change. That's actually changed since the Awakened Soul started. We're starting to do that more. There are more and more podcasts that are doing that and more platforms. So hats off to the culture for doing that. But that's why I started, is I wanted to do my part. I wanted to talk about more. All right. Next question is, Hayes, I'm fairly new to the podcast, but I've been catching up on old episodes, and I have this to ask you. After the last couple of episodes, it came to my mind, I wonder if this guy does any public speaking or is a motivational speaker. Have you ever thought about doing any motivational speaking? And if you have, can you point me into the direction of where I can find any of the audio or video from these speeches? Thank you for the kind words. I've honestly never thought about doing any motivational type speaking, just because that's not really, I think, my lane. I love what I do here in the Awakened Soul, but I don't know. We'll see how stuff evolves. Maybe I can never say never, because if anyone knows me, I'm extreme introvert. So just the fact that I'm doing a podcast surprises a lot of people who've known me for years and years and years, because that's not something that a lot of people would expect from me, to be 100% honest. For me to be sitting here doing a podcast, putting together content, talking so much, I probably talk more, honestly, on each episode of The Awakened Soul. That's probably a good 40% of the speaking I do in the whole week, just to be quite honest. Like, I just don't talk much, and the people around me, they know I'm not an extra verbal person. So I'm not a real talkative person. Now, I can get to rambling, especially if it's like sports or something. If it's a conversation that I'm really, really super interested in, then yeah, I can get to talking. But I'm not a small talk person at all. Like, small, if you try to engage me in small talk, like just out in the normal world, usually it's going to be a major fail. That's something that I've been working on. This podcast has helped me with it a little bit, but just in general, I'm just not the most talkative person. But I really want to thank you, especially like motivational speaking. Like, I'm pretty sure you're talking about my rant at the end of episode 70, probably. And the thing is that when it's something I'm super passionate about, then yeah. But like with motivational speaking, I don't think I can ever be the type of person who sits down, writes a speech, and then goes and delivers it with that same level of passion. Like, it all has to be, it has to come out, it has to flow. Like, if I get too much in my own head or try to stick to what I've written down, then it loses something for me. Even in like doing podcasting, like people would be surprised, like as well put together as this podcast is and my topics and how I discuss them, I write down very little. Like, I write bullet points. So I'll write the topics, I write or the question or something that I want to pose to a guest, and everything in between that is all free form. So I'm not a speech type person, I guess. We'll see how that develops. Like I said, it's been a lot over the last year and change since I've been doing this podcast that I've done that I just would have never thought that I would do. So yeah, you know, I love it. I love this. I'm passionate about it. I love podcasting, like probably no one else in this industry does. But motivational speaking, I just don't quite know about that one yet. All right, so this is the last question for this edition of the In the Mind of Hayes segment. Also, before we finish it and I go off, if you guys want me to answer any more questions in this segment, feel free to email them to me, theawakensoulpod@gmail.com. You can also send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns to that email address. Also, you can also follow me personally at CEO Hayes, that's CEOHAIZE. And then finally, our newest way you can interact with us, that is you can call in, you can leave a voicemail, and that number for the call in is 614-547-2037. Feel free to call at any time. Now, the last question, this one is about my baby. So this one is, Hayes, I know you often use your children on the podcast and do shows with them. What's the hardest part about recording with your children? I think that if you guys have heard, you know that they can get pretty sidetracked, that you can that they can really, really, it's hard to get Lana sometimes focused. Maya is the show star. Like, she's ready, whether it be video, whether it be audio, anything, she's always ready to record if it's going to do something that's going to get attention or get eyes, or she can be goofy on. Alan, you guys haven't really heard him on the podcast unless he's like snuck in the background. Cause I just don't even like, I would retire from podcasting if I had a podcast with him. Like if it was a requirement. And Xavier is like, he's very much like me in the sense that he doesn't talk if he doesn't have to. So that's probably the hardest part. Like I said, getting them focused or keeping them on track. Like once they are focused on the actual show, like they'll start bantering back and forth and throw jabs at each other. Like there's all types of stuff, and it's normal around here because that's what they do in life. So I don't get frustrated at them with the podcast because that's what they do day to day. That is who they are. That is what they do around here. But I love when I get an opportunity to bring my babies on the show. They've actually been asking if they can review Venom, so we'll see what we happen with that. You guys know I've been trying to get the fluff out, but my babies are never fluff, so you may hear them pop in and out, or we'll see what we can do with them in a different form, different type of content. But that's it. You know, it's time now to step out of my mind and to get into the mind of my sister Shanice with her unpopular opinion. So we're going to start her music for that right about here, and then you're going to hear after this, you're going to hear Shanice with her weekly unpopular opinion. I'm really looking forward to this one. I'll see you guys on the other side of that.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about what's been going on social media recently with black men and their hair. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but a lot of people have been sharing this video of these young black boys doing this like, woo, we got our waves popping. It's time to bust the waves out. You know, it's kind of cute. You know, whatever. They're happy. It's, you know, black boy joy. I'm here for it. But what's being shared more often is a lot of commentary and, you know, think pieces. People will think piece you to death about, oh, so when are we going to talk about or have the discussion about black men suffering the same insecurities with their hair that black women do? And basically saying that waves that black and brown boys wear, it has something to do with Eurocentrism. Okay, so I know I laughed and I really tried to keep a straight face while I was doing that, but I can't help but think that that statement came out of the new age, like everybody is way too woke and, you know, everybody loves to say, oh, so when are we going to talk about or have a discussion about? And it's funny because I've been seeing a lot of that, but no one has really said anything. Like, they're just saying, oh, people don't realize and people don't know, but they're not saying, okay, so what do you know? Which is another issue of people, you know, especially on social media, telling people that they're wrong for something or trying to expose people, but then not providing information, but then calling them dumb and leaving them to be ignorant, but whatever. But I just wanted to touch on that because black men in waves, I've known black men to love, you know, brushing their hair a million times a day and sleeping with a do-rag and, you know, buying do-grow as nasty and slimy as it is and just greasy and whatever. I've known that for all 27 years of my life. And not one time have I ever in my 27 years seen a white person with waves. They barely have wavy hair, let alone waves on their short, straight hair. So I don't know where this emotion is coming from, where this opinion's coming from, but I'm just gonna say from my experience, I've never seen it. And I don't know if it's something to cape for black men, you know, trying to pick something else to cape for black men with, which I'm always down to cape for black men. But this one, as they would say, or I'm sorry, as Chief would say, that ain't it.
Get down.
And in that unpopular opinion, Shanice mentioned something that really, really, really grinds my gears, and that is the fake woke community. And it's become rampant ever since being woke has been a thing and everything. You see these people who say they use a lot of words without really saying much, and they think that because they're doing that, they are going to appear as woke. And even then, and let me state this now. So people hear the name The Awakened Soul. I feel like I have to restate this every few months or something. The Awakened Soul, the name has nothing at all to do with being woke. The awakened part means to notice something, to awake. I mean, to not being woke, to awake. And then soul, because I feel like when you really connect with people, you're doing so on a soul level, a spiritual level. So it has nothing to do with the whole woke craze, phase, whatever you call that. It's more than that. It's deeper than that. But the fake woke community, we saw the fake woke community really go into overboard, like when Black Panther came out. What the fake woke community tried to do with Black Panther on social media was utterly ridiculous and a slap in the face. But coming away from that, I wanted to, so to piggyback off this, I wanted to really sit down and discuss the top three ways you can tell if somebody is fake woke. So the first way you can tell if somebody is fake woke, if they have a blind loyalty to any brand, celebrity, or product. And by that, I mean they are so blind to any of the facts outside of their just allegiance to this product that they will ignore facts or negative aspects about said celebrity product or anything else. So that's the first way you can tell. If you bring up something to someone who is quote unquote woke, and even it, when you have valid points that you point out to them as either problematic or whatever, and they just choose not to see it, or they use the famous line, as Shanice said, is, oh, you don't even know. Well, what don't I know? Let's get that out. Let's stop just relying on, oh, you don't even know. Don't tell me what I don't know or that I don't know. How about you just inform me of what you do know? That's a big part. If they do that, that is the very first sign of them being fake woke. The second way that you can tell if somebody is fake woke is that if they use the phrase, I stay away from politics. And I say that because politics, politicians, everything is the only way that we can get real change. Now, I'm not even talking about politics of every 4 years, the presidential election, because that isn't the thing that really does anything. Like, in all honesty, as much as we talk about Trump, the things that are really that cause changes and affects your day-to-day life is the elections that happen in between, is your local senators, like your mayor, aldermen. Like, that is what is going to affect the way that you directly live. And if you only pay attention to politics every 4 years, you're completely fake woke. And the third way that you can tell if somebody is fake woke is if they never fact check, or they only read books when they are required to. Again, to be quote unquote woke, it means to be aware. And you cannot be aware if you don't ever fact check yourself, which are things that you support, what you hear in the news. If you just take any form of information and just digest it as if it's true, then you're not truly woke. I can't say, we stress this enough on this podcast, is that I even say, do it with me. If you hear something from me, I'm only telling you because that is my opinion on it. I try to give you the facts and I try to give you my opinion, but you need to go and check it, because I could just be saying anything. Not saying that I would, we have more integrity, but I could be. Fact check it. Don't take anything, I mean this, and take nothing from this podcast and just assume that I have all, like, even with me promising, I promise I am never out here to mislead anyone. But even then, there could be some aspect of any type of facts or anything that I speak about that maybe I missed in my research. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't think about something. Maybe there was a stone unturned. Never take anything as just 100% fact if you don't check it yourself. don't try to digest any media and then just say, oh, this is the case because such and such said, oh, this is the case because NBC said this. This is the case because Fox, definitely not Fox News, but never take anything and just assume that that's the real, because chances are every media that you consume, every outlet, every news channel, every station, everything has agendas. Everything does, or they have political leanings. Every single one does. So if you only rely on one source, then you're already going to miss out on the information. Open yourselves up to more. That is the telltale sign of somebody who is not fake woke. If they only sit back and read the root and they take that as 100% the facts or what their opinion should be and don't fact check anything, then I'm sorry. But guess what? You're going to be behind the eight ball. You're not real woke, son. You're fake woke. And as I said in my second episode of this podcast, what I call fake woke people are daydreamers, because they think they're woke, but they're stuck in a daydream because they're not really woke. They're sitting around, walking around, and they're just as asleep as anybody else, if that's the thing that we're going to use. So fact check everything. That's my, at least, top three ways you can tell if somebody's fake woke. And let's hold those people accountable. And again, as black people, as people in general, anyone, the black, the white, anyone who listens to this podcast, if you're going to spew out something, if you're going to have a discussion, make sure you take the time out to really check what you're doing. And let's stop having conversations just to have conversations and have discussions and topics to actually inform people. Like, let's come from that standpoint. Let's try to bridge gaps. Let's try to share information. Stop trying to have these discussions just because you think you have it. And a lot of that I've seen on Twitter this past week with like people in this whole gossip thing and Drake. Like, people are dumb. Flat out, people are flat out dumb, and they will push a rhetoric just because it gets them riled up, or they think it will get people riled up, or will generate attention to whatever they have going on, because guess what? They have no other way to really gain the attention, and they probably have nothing left to say. So that's why they push the type of things they do. Let's hold people accountable. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Let's be better in the way that we hold our conversations and in the way that we digest and regurgitate information. All right, that's enough of me and my high horse. We're going now. We're going to get into a commercial for one of my favorite podcasts. It's actually, yeah, it's number two behind Oversaturated is on my favorite podcast list. That is Black Law and Legal Lies. Got to check these guys out. If you listen to The Awakened Soul and you don't listen to Black Law and Legal Lies, and I always say Infinite Fringe, you are really missing out on the chance to get a lot of legal information and also conspiracy theory information from the Infinite Fringe. I really need to get Billy Ray Valentine to do a commercial for me so I can play on my podcast, so we can get more of my listeners over there and vice versa, whatever. But so we're going to get into a commercial for Black Law and Legal Lies. On the other side of that, you'll be getting the petty news from the one and only Scoop Grady. I will see you guys on the other side.
What's up, everybody? This is Dan, aka Dan on Drugs.
And I am Afro Becky, aka Afro Becky. And we are the Black Law
and Legal Lies Podcast, a weekly legal podcast for the culture.
Each week, we have conversations with our co-host, Anne, a licensed and practicing
/ ratchet ass attorney, as well as myself, a rehabilitated criminal, and our lovely, esteemed moderator, Afro Becky.
Most of our topics are legal in nature, and we discuss them in a relatable way. We release new episodes every Tuesday.
Yo, you can find us anywhere podcasts are available.
Or you can find us on social media at Black Law Podcast. So check us out.
Or don't.
Hey!
What? Sometimes people do like the opposite.
Yo, what is going on, everybody? Thank you all for listening to the Petty News. I am Scoop Grady, and we are back at it once again. I don't know about y'all, but this is the best time of the year. Cold weather, Timberland boots, and Thanksgiving food. Thanksgiving around the corner, y'all. I hope y'all ready. But other than that, y'all, we got so much to talk about. I just cannot understand what's going on in this world. but we're going to find some positive out of all this, so I'm going to go right into it. As you see, everybody, the NBA is back, y'all. LeBron James is in LA, and Rondo and Chris Paul is straight going at it already. If you didn't see Los Angeles versus the Houston Rockets Saturday night, you missed so much, y'all. Rondo and Chris Paul, apparently Rondo spits in Chris Paul's face, so Chris Paul does probably the most disrespectful thing you possibly can do, and that's put your finger on a man's nose and push him away. And then Rondo begins to start swinging, and then out of nowhere, here come light-skinned Brandon Ingram. I think Brandon Ingram just wanted to fight somebody. I think he's trying to get his stripes in the game. But besides that, everybody, Chris Paul, Brandon Ingram, and Rajon Rondo got suspended. And we don't know how long they're going to be, but man, it was something to see. Now, those are NBA brawls now. But LeBron James, I don't know about you now. You decided to grab your homeboy over your teammate. I don't know if I rock with you like that. I mean, if I'm playing 82 games with these group of people, I'm going to war with them 82 people. LeBron, I think your team gonna be looking at you funny. I mean, real funny, y'all. And next, it's just in, everybody. Usher and Jeezy is in the lab cooking up something. Now, the last time I heard Usher and Jeezy in the studio doing something, it was Love in the Club. And I can't even fake it. If they got something better than that, then I'm all on board. If you haven't heard recently, Usher could drop some music, and it is phenomenal, y'all. Make sure y'all check out Usher, because he still got it. He's still one of the top singers in the game. No herpes. I mean, no lying. He is still one of the top singers in the game. Jay-Z and Beyonce helped raise over $6 million for an organization that's focused on cancer research and treatment. Salute to Beyonce and Jay-Z. But I just got one question. Jay-Z, you still ain't found nobody to raise them Clippers up. I'm sorry, this on the road tour, this dude has been more nappier than a crackhead out of a movie, y'all. I just cannot take it no more. Jay-Z, it is time for a haircut. That is not a style, that is a depression. You are going through a lot, and you need to just let the barber rub them clips through your hair, and then get the brush, and then swipe, and let the waves poke out. Jay-Z, come back to New York, Jay-Z. This is Paris, Jay-Z. I don't understand it. And last but not least, now, for all you people that's out here doing this Mega Millions nonsense, nobody won Friday night, so you know what just happened? They had went up $1.6 billion, y'all. Now, I don't understand this Mega Millions. I never tried it. I don't think I'm really interested in doing it, because I ain't about to wait on luck to come to me. I'm going to make me come to luck. If y'all don't know what that means, hell, I don't know what it means either, but it sounded like it was going to be a good thing coming out of my mouth. Pause. Yes, the Mega Million, nobody has won, so if y'all are playing, good luck to y'all, and make sure y'all get that money. Let me borrow $2. That's all I want. Just $2, a couple Nales, and a bag of Fruities. That's all I want, y'all. And let's get right into the petty question from last episode. Can you wife a side chick? Hell no, you cannot wife a side chick. She is on the side for a reason. She's on the sideline. They will never be starting. They will always come off the bench, and I think that's the role that they just have to play. So yes, that is my answer, y'all. Now we're gonna go right into the new question that is for this week, and the petty question of the week is, if your significant other drives the car as much as you do, is it still your job to take care of all the maintenance, oil changes, and everything else on it, or should that person who drives the car take care of some of the stuff as well? I mean, I don't know. I need y'all to let me know so I can understand this. So make sure y'all comment. Follow me on Twitter at Scoop Brady, and then make sure you comment hashtag Awakened Soul. And that is all we have for today. Thank you all for listening. Be cool and never be fake.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I know I said at the top of the show that this episode was going to be titled The Purpose. And so I know you guys are wondering, what does that mean? How is he using that? But first, before we even get into it, I want to get started with the definition of purpose. So the definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. And so, like I said, with the series that we've basically been on, and again, I want to make it clear, this was never intended to be what it turned into. So when I did the Back to Basics episode, I never thought that it is spin into get the fluff out, and then therefore we would now be on the purpose. So I don't want to think that, don't want anyone to think this is kind of, think that this is was all set up, this was all something that I had an elaborate plan in mind. No, it wasn't at all, like not even a little bit. When I went to, in that into that passionate rant on back to the basics, it was just that. It was just something where I was sitting down talking about the topics that I was. I got off into a rant, and it was a passion-filled rant, and it completely got my mindset back on point. And that's why you got the episode you got last week, and that's why you're getting the one you're getting this week, as far as with the discussion topics being what they were. So with this one, this is me. We're gonna make this about Hayes. So if I say anything that takes anyone aback, remember this is Hayes holding himself accountable, and maybe you guys will learn something about yourselves through the journey. But the purpose, so we just define what purpose is, and I would like to think that what I'm doing here with podcasting is my purpose. Now that doesn't mean that's the only thing I'm gonna accomplish in life or anything. Like I'm a father before any of that, and everything, like, but I would like to say that while I say that this is my purpose, I want to make it clear, I'm not saying podcasting is my purpose. I'm saying that what I'm trying to do, podcasting is the vessel I'm using to get my purpose across. And that is to touch souls. That is to enlighten. That is to feed people mentally. I would like to think that, or not think, I know for a fact that this is my purpose. And it's something that I discovered along the lines. And in that meeting that I talked about at the top of the show that I had this past weekend, I'm sitting in there and I'm thinking about everything that we've accomplished. We, me and you, the listeners, we've accomplished with the Awakened Soul over its first year and some change. Everything that we, me, Johnny and Ralph have accomplished with the breaks in a shorter amount of time with our listeners. This is my purpose. And in doing that, I realized that I am a great leader of men. And that's not to sound cocky. That's not to sound anything. I have walked into several business meetings where you hear everything that we've been doing compared to other podcasts who've been along for the same time. Live shows, done. Radio, done. Subscribers, done. Like apparel companies, lockdown, done. all that to say that it's not because I'm the best at this. I can name five podcasters that are better than me right now. Dan on Drugs is definitely one of them. And people that are more entertaining as well. Scoop Grady, he's definitely one of them. But the thing that I'm noticing about me is that, you know, you hear people say that they have the gift of gab. They have the ability to convince people. Not really to convince, but I guess that's a way. If you sit down in a room with me and you hear my passion about anything, every single person who hears it is going to get behind me. Now, with that being said, here comes where the self-reflection part comes in at. I have admittedly, over the course of my life, before really realizing that that was my purpose, before really realizing that that was my gift, used it for completely negative and horrible reasons. I've completely thrown that gift into the fucking trash for years. I'm 31 years old and I'm just now realizing that I truly have that gift. And I sit back now that I realize I have it. I go back and look at the things that I've done over the course of my life and realize, okay, I was using it here, but unfortunately I was using it in the wrong ways. And so that's something that I wanted to talk about. And it's funny, all this came from like today. I'm sitting in church and the pastor's talking and I'm really thinking and hearing what he's saying. And I'm like, damn, okay, that already has brought together everything that I was planning on doing with this episode today. So now, and again, the Awakened Soul does not get religious for a purpose, because I never want anyone to think that they're going to come to something where we're talking about social and political issues and they're going to get preached to. That's not what the Awakened Soul is. The Awakened Soul is not a religious platform at all. So I don't want you guys to think we're finna go down this path. That's not what this is. But something that you guys will notice is that there are a few different people in life. There are the ones who have recognized their purpose and they're living through it. There are the ones that are drawn to people who have recognized their purpose, and because they see that in them, they're naturally drawn to them. Not necessarily saying that they're followers or that they're not leaders in themselves, but there's something that will draw them to somebody who has clearly defined and is obtaining their purpose or achieving their purpose. And then there are people that don't have their purpose yet figured out, are so busy worried about what other people are doing, that they're ignoring their own gifts, their own purpose, and they're either trying to attach themselves to the one who's discovered his purpose to either feed off that, to get something for themselves off that, or they're going to try to bring the one who has their purpose down to their level because they don't have it. And you have to realize that once you have mentally gotten to the point to where you recognize what your purpose is, once you see that, once you feel that, once you know that what you're doing and the ways that you're moving, the steps that you're taking, once you realize that they're all for a purpose that you are to achieve, you will, all that extra stuff, all that self-doubt, all that stuff that goes through your head of, oh, I wonder if I'm good enough for this. Oh, well, I didn't work for this. Maybe I don't have the dedication for this. All that falls away, because with that calling, with your calling, with that being your purpose, guess what? That's your purpose for a reason. So you're going, even if you didn't have all the training, even if you don't have all the schooling, guess what? It's all that's going to fall down because you're going into what you're called to do. And that's something that I am choosing to accept. So when you hear that this title was called The Purpose, that's because I have realized what the purpose of The Awakened Soul is. I'm sorry, and I may lose listeners for this. I may gain some for this. Either or, I'm ready to fully take it. The purpose of The Awakened Soul is not to talk about the stupid stuff in the world. It's not to talk about love and hip-hop. It's not to talk about whatever gossip is going on. It's not to talk about what celebrities doing what. That is not what this is for. And the funny thing is that I created this platform, if you listen to the first episode, to talk about the deeper things that we don't talk about. Over the course of this journey, for some reason, and you know, people came in to listen to me for that. But over the course of that, I stopped feeding them and started worrying more about, okay, will they like this? Will they do this? Will they appreciate this? Will they like it if I talk about XYZ more? Would they like it if I talk about Pusha and Drake more? Like, and that's not the purpose of this platform. It's not to at all to be like what I'm, and I don't mean for this to sound offensive, but I can't worry about how you guys are going to take something or what you guys want. What the Awakened Soul is created for is for you guys to come here, for you guys to want what I'm delivering, not the other way around. And so because of that, again, the fluff has to go away. And that's the purpose of this platform. The purpose of this platform, and I'm sorry, and that's why we're creating the network, is because, yes, you may laugh along the journey of what we cover in this podcast. There may be a segment in which we're talking about something that me and the guest or whatever naturally have a chemistry and make jokes, crack whatever, especially if it's me and Bello, if it's me and JB, if it's somebody like that. You're going to get laughs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we're going to be so hard hitting that it's never going to be any fun. You're definitely going to get that. But that's not the purpose of this podcast. It's not to make you laugh. If I can do that along the way, great, great. I want to see you guys smile. I want to hear you guys' laughs, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to feed you. The purpose is that when you walk away from The Awakened Soul, you're thinking. The purpose is when you walk away from listening to this podcast, you want to reach out. You want to talk to somebody next to you. You may want to talk to me. You want to have these discussions. That's the purpose of this podcast. Now, The Breaks Radio is different. You'll get a little bit like you'll get a more jokey talking shit, cracking jokes, poking fun at Ralph and Johnny, because that's what I do over there. You will get that. And that's fine. I'm not saying that Hayes, that Cordero, the person, doesn't have that. But I'm saying that what the purpose of this platform is, the purpose of what The Awakened Soul is not for that. And I can't keep bastardizing this product for any reason. If it makes sponsors drop off, fine, so be it. Bye. You weren't supposed to be here anyway, if that's the case. But what my purpose is to do with this podcast is to enlighten, is to make it uncomfortable. If you walk away from here and you don't, if in your mind, some thoughts that you've had that you've preconceived or some stuff that you have always just held on to, if you don't sit there and think, oh, well, now I'm a little uncomfortable about that. I didn't do my job. And that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed, and not just you guys, me. Again, I said that this was going to be reflective. This is on me. And that's what I've gotten away from, is that I've gotten comfortable. And the thing is that it shouldn't never be that way. Before I press upload on this episode, every single time I should worry about, oh, I wonder who's going to get pissed off by this. Not because that's my intent, but because I'm here to challenge your thinking. And I've done that. I don't want to make it seem like I've gotten completely away from it over the course of this podcast, but it hasn't been the focus that it needs to be. So what I wanted to do with this episode is I want to clearly state the purpose of this podcast. You're still going to get Shanice. You're still going to get Scoop. Scoop is going to give you the laugh. Scoop is funny as hell. Like what he does with the petty news while also bringing in news from around the world, but also making it funny. That's a talent that I don't have. So that like Scoop is here with his purpose. Like he Scoop's ability to make people laugh and to be genuinely funny without being corny is something that I wish I could obtain, but I don't have it. At least not in a way where I'm sitting here trying to get across the stuff that I'm getting. The Awakened Soul, back to basics, get the fluff out. Now the purpose. This is what we're here to do. And again, to get back on me personally, I'm not going to keep using my gifts incorrectly. I unfortunately have been, not unfortunately, but I've been blessed with this brain, this want of information where I continuously take in stuff and I'm continuously digesting it and thinking about it and thinking about how it affects me, how it affects my family, how it affects my kids, how it affects people that have nothing to do with me. Like that's how my brain works. And that may be a curse for some people, but it's my gift. And it's what helps feed the purpose of this platform in this podcast. So there's no more excuses after this. There's nothing. When you hear something going forward and it makes you uncomfortable, I'll tell you right now, next week episode is a hard hitting ass episode. So you know now what we're coming to do. Purpose. And it's funny because I said this before. People say when you get into podcasting, you get into media, you get into being a media personality. That's not what I got into podcasting for. Once I got into podcasting, I became an educator. I didn't become a media personality. I don't have the personality for it. If I was a media personality, that's one sad state because that's just not me. I laugh, I joke, I talk ish, I talk shit. I'm not going to limit myself, but I talk shit. But I'm not. Here we go back in the self-reflecting haze. I have been self-described so long as someone who hates people. And while that may be true, I am extreme introvert. That was just me not utilizing my gifts. So I can't do it anymore. Like the cat's out the bag. Like Avery calls me all the time. Like, I can't believe you're an introvert. No, I am. But it's time for a change. And it's time to redirect, get us back on point. And that's what this is going to do. So no more reassessing, no more questions for any new listeners who are popping on the Awakened Soul. That's what we're doing. We're going to be hitting our purpose every single week on this episode. And that is challenging the way you think, challenging how you process stuff, challenging what you take for granted, challenging just the things that you don't even think to question. We need to be answering those questions of ourselves, of this podcast, of myself. And I expect you guys to hold me accountable too. I expect you guys to hit me up, to keep that conversation flowing. And that's one thing that I love about the audience of The Awakened Soul. I have the most mature and forward-thinking audience in podcasting. I promise you that. Because the way in the conversations I've been having with you guys over the course of the year and a half we've been doing this have been nothing less than amazing. I wouldn't be able to just keep this going if you guys didn't also feed me like I feed you. So let's keep the symbiotic relationship going. I promise to keep the content coming. I promise to never hold back again. I promise to get back on track. It's going to be amazing. Like I'm telling you. And like I said, I know in saying this, a lot of you may be thinking, oh God, how deep is this going to get? Like I said, you're still going to get laughs. I'm still me. I'm still Hayes. I'm still the lovable asshole. You're going to be getting that. But the focus, the purpose of this is now more direct. It's those laughs are going to come as a byproduct of getting to our focus rather than me trying to do stuff to make you guys laugh, if that makes sense. And one thing that kind of brings all these thoughts home for me is, again, like I mentioned, everything that we've kind of accomplished with whatever all the podcasts that I'm involved in over the year doing this. And it's clear, like I said, when you walk in your purpose, when you're achieving what you're supposed to be doing, it's amazing how people come to you. And that applies to The Awakened Soul. That applies to my listenership. That applies to how you guys have like grown and helped me grow, and how you like it's taken off. Like, never when I thought when I started this podcast did I even realize at the time what I was starting it for. Did I realize at the time how powerful my voice can be? Did I realize like just how many people I can reach by this? Yes, I did set out to reach and touch people when I started this, but never in my wildest dreams that I think it would get as far as it's gotten as soon. And I want, and I need like to apologize for those that came here initially and realized this is where I'm going to get fed at. And to see it kind of turn how it did, you guys still stuck through with me to that, through that, to the utmost. Like, I've never not felt the love and support in doing this. And like I said before at the top of the show, I've been podcasting 2 years before I started The Awakened Soul with a different podcast, and never did I receive the feedback, never did I receive the interaction that I had in 6 months of doing The Awakened Soul. And when I take a step back in the way that I'm reflecting and thinking now, and realizing, oh, that's because what I was doing before, that wasn't meant for me. That was never meant for me to stay in that place for too long. It was meant for me to learn the skills necessary so I can execute this podcast the way I have been since. Again, I'm not crazy enough to saying podcasting is my purpose, as far as like just sitting in the mic, in front of the mic, doing whatever. But it's the vessel that I'm using to spread my purpose. And that is to feed people mentally. That is to cause thought-provoking conversation. And that is to generate just a different way of thinking. We're going to get back to that. That's it. And I didn't want to end the show on a complete rant. I didn't want to like go too overboard, but I want to make it clear. And I want, hopefully somebody hears this and they realize something. Like, once you put down any distractions, once you knock down any people who are around you that are only around you and they're sucking the life out of you, they're not putting anything back into you, once you get rid of all that and narrow in on what you want to do and what your calling may be, it's amazing how it will change your mindset. I said before, 2018 has been the best year of my life, and I'm not going to lay all at the feet of the awakened soul, but it's the mindset that changed and going to this. It's me carrying myself differently. It's realizing some of the problematic things that I had going on in me. And like I said, I was misusing my gifts for so long. Always have had the ability to lead people. Always have had the ability to walk in and sway anybody in front of me. But I decided, for whatever reason, selfish reasons, fear, whatever, to use it in a stupid, selfishly, and just dumb way. And it wasn't until I started doing this, it wasn't until I started getting around other people who are in this and they listen to my podcast and say this or say that, and not necessarily that their words reaffirm this, because I was already going to do this, but it makes it all come back. It makes it all even the more reflective when you can hear and you get a message from someone saying, yo, I appreciate what you're doing with your podcast. This is how it's helped me. This is what it's done for me. And you're getting that, and you're realizing, hey, they're getting it. They're getting it. This podcast is never going to be about numbers. We're done with that. Our numbers are strong, but it's not about the number of people we feed. It's about the depth that they get from this. So I can the 3,000 people that download this podcast a week, I hope to keep all 3,000 of them. But you know what? If 1,000 of those don't get anything, or they, because of the redirecting, or because the it's not going to be as many attempts at laughter, overt attempts, they're going to go away, that's fine. The 2,000 that are left, I know they're getting it. They're getting something out of this. That's more important to me. All right, that's it. I'm done. It's enough. I think we got it this episode. This has been episode 72 of The Awakened Soul, The Purpose. You guys know where you can follow me, at CEO Hayes. That's at CEO Haize. But more importantly, you can follow me. I'm sorry, but more importantly, you can email me, send me any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, theawakensoulpod@gmail.com. I really look forward to this new direction. I really look forward to this, to where we're going with this and everything. Yeah, let's keep this moving. Let's do this. People get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.